One of the greatest evangelists to live since New Testament times was undoubtedly the Reverend George Whitefield. He was converted in a remarkable manner and was used mightily of God. Tens of thousands of people came to hear him preach, and thousands upon thousands were converted under his ministry, not just in the British Isles, but also in America as well. He crossed the Atlantic several times to preach the word of the Lord. One text that he often preached on was John chapter 3 and verse number 7, where the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, declares, "Ye must be born again." In fact, Whitefield preached in that text so often that some people had heard him preach on more than one occasion took note that that must be one of his favourite texts. On one occasion, a lady came and she says, "Mr. Whitefield, you always preach on that text, 'Ye must be born again.' Why is that?" To which Whitefield simply replied, "Because, madam, ye must be born again." He had many critics as well, and a lot of people didn't like his ministry. In fact, he was often mocked and scoffed at, and sometimes even stoned, and often riots ensued his preaching. One occasion, Rotherham, in a particular pub, some young men who had heard him preach began to mock and to scoff and to impersonate what they viewed was just an eccentric preacher. He had a squint in one of his eyes, and people mocked him for that as well. And one of those young men was a young man by the name of Thorpe. And Mr. Thorpe stood up in the pub in Rotherham after they were all laughing at the preaching of Whitefield and impersonating his mannerisms and his gestures. Thorpe stood up and said, "I can beat you all." He cleared the table, stood in a stool, climbed up onto the top of the table, and put on the persona and the voice of Mr. Whitefield, and then announced his text. Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Having announced his text, his friends began to laugh. But suddenly Thorpe realized the solemnity of the verse that he had just quoted. He came under deep, deep conviction for sin. In fact, he fell to his knees and began to groan and cry. His friends realized what was happening. They came under a sense of conviction as well. And all of a sudden, a silence came into that pub in Rotherham, and the young men began one by one to disperse. Mr. Thorpe himself went home and got right with God. And it wasn't long before he heard the call of God to become a preacher himself. He actually became later in life a close friend of George Whitefield's, the man that he had mocked. And yet through that unusual and that strange experience, he came to know the Saviour. Those are two imperative texts in Scripture that Whitefield often preached. "Ye must be born again, and except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Verses that are solemn that we need to take to heart. And can I ask you today, have you been born again of the Spirit of God? Have you been born again with life from above? Because except you're born again, you will not see, you'll not inherit, you'll not enter into the kingdom of God. And on the other hand, except you repent, turn from your sin, have a change of mind about yourself, about your sin, and about the Saviour, and turn and put your faith and trust in him, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Solemn words, I trust that you'll take them to heart, and if you don't know the Saviour, that this will be the day that you will come to put your faith and trust in him. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening.